Good day. Welcome to Aware More Blogcast, Reality Analysis and Natural Health Wellness. I'm John Miller. Today's topic, Threat, Fear, and Reality. Perhaps you or other people you know feel threatened by the reported virus that has preoccupied us for months. Avoiding the virus, and especially the fear of being with other people, these should be of much less concern than the publicizing of this threat and the mandated social engineering. This dramatic, far-reaching psychological operation and vaccine marketing promotion was planned years in advance and has been executed by untrustworthy medical technocrats backed by elite manipulators who seek to control all of humanity. In 2010, the Rockefeller Foundation scripted a virus emergency scenario very similar to the current one, as also depicted in several movies over the years. Then a simulation exercise called Event 201, involving multiple health institutions and the Gates Foundation, was run in October of 2019 that was almost identical to what has unfolded since shortly after that preparatory run-through. Quote, "The technocratic era involves the gradual appearance of a more controlled society. Such a society would be dominated by an elite unrestrained by traditional values." This is from Zbigniew Brzezinski, Ph.D., former National Security Advisor and co-founder of the Trilateral Commission. Another quote, "What is a technocrat? Technocracy is a movement started in the 1930s by engineers, scientists, and technicians that proposed replacement of capitalism with an energy-based economy. George Orwell believed that technocracy would result in a scientific dictatorship. Technocrats seek to control all facets of global life through politics and technological methods." This quote from Patrick Wood, author of Technocracy Rising. And George Orwell, by the way, was the author of 1984, the person he referred to. For centuries, elite families and their servant organizations have reserved vast amounts of information on history, technology, and methods of manipulation and control. In a pyramidal system of top-down control, the few at the top have bonded multiple levels of agents to serve the elite agenda by money, blackmail, and threat of harm. With deception, hypnotic mind control, and secrets protected by compartmentalization and few details on a need-to-know basis, controllers have withheld knowledge, set up or infiltrated major institutions, and exploited the ignorance of the population. Here's a quote, "The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We are governed, our minds molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. In almost every act of our daily lives, whether in the sphere of politics or business, in our social conduct or our ethical thinking, we are dominated by the relatively small number of persons who understand the mental processes and social patterns of the masses. It is they who pull the wires which control the public mind." This quote is from Edward Bernays, nephew of Sigmund Freud, famous psychologist, and author of Propaganda in 1928, and also the developer of Public Relations, which he also wrote a book by that title. Another quote, "Fascism ought to be more properly called corporatism, since it is the merger of state and corporate power." That from Benito Mussolini, World War II era fascist dictator of Italy. "Through majority ownership of corporations, charitable foundations, and other means of influence, the super wealthy run the media, institutions, bureaucracies, and governments, using them to distract people and guide them through controlled false narratives of events and history. They convince the masses to accept or even demand solutions for pre-planned, created crises that serve the elite agenda of greater control. These manipulators want a world government with themselves and their families pushing the buttons of full-spectrum dominance through artificial intelligence and mind control. From a 1951 CIA memo describing the purpose of the MK-Ultra mind control program, extending the work of Nazi scientists brought into the USA after World War II in Project Paperclip, this quote, "Scientific methods for controlling the minds of individuals." Quote, again, "controlling an individual to the point where he will be doing our bidding against his will." Here's another quote from the CIA. "The aim of this dispatch is to provide material for countering and discrediting the claims of the conspiracy theorists so as to inhibit the circulation of such claims." That was from a 1960s CIA memo to establish the discrediting meme of, quote, "conspiracy theorist" to deflect critical analysis of the JFK assassination. And a quote again, "Well, no, our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false." This from William Casey, former director of the CIA, in February of 1981. It is critical to understand that much of the lifestyle we pursue and the public knowledge we assume to be true have been planned and fabricated based on the intended outcomes of the power wealthy. The urge to save humanity is almost always a false front for the urge to rule. This is a quote. "The whole aim of practical politics is to keep the populace alarmed and hence clamorous to be led to safety by an endless series of hobgoblins, most of them imaginary." And one other quote. "The most dangerous man to any government is the man who is able to think things out for himself. Almost inevitably, he comes to the conclusion that the government he lives under is dishonest, insane, and intolerable." These quotes were from H.L. Mencken. Another quote, "Power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what people will submit to, and you have found out the exact amount of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. And these will continue until they have resisted with either words or blows, or with both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they suppress." That was from Frederick Douglass, slavery abolitionist and author, back in the 1800s. And another quote, "What country can preserve its liberties if their rulers are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance?" From Thomas Jefferson. This cabal of power has been able to mislead most of the population with sophisticated lies and deceptions by developing the banking, corporate, educational, medical, information, and intelligence systems while reducing the intelligence and health of the people with public poisons that are hidden or presented as benign, such as pharmaceutical medicines. Quotes, "How fortunate for leaders that the masses do not think. The great masses of the people will more easily fall victims to a big lie than a small one. Make the lie big. Make it simple. Keep saying it. Eventually they will believe it. Demoralize the enemy from within by surprise, terror, sabotage, and assassination. This is the war of the future. The best way to take control over a people and control them utterly is to take a little of the freedom at a time, to erode rights by 1,000 tiny and almost imperceptible reductions. In this way, the people will not see those rights and freedoms being removed until way past the point at which these changes cannot be reversed. By the skillful and sustained use of propaganda, one can make a people see even heaven as hell, or an extremely wretched life as paradise." And these quotes were all from Adolf Hitler. Most of us have believed that events are random, that the news media does its best to factually present what is going on, and that our institutions offer us food, water, medicines, and knowledge that are safe and are not damaging to our health and well-being. Quote, "If both the past and the external world exist only in the mind, and the mind itself is controllable, what then?" That's from George Orwell, real name Eric Blair, in his book 1984. Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development. Lockstep, a world of tighter top-down government control and more authoritarian leadership with limited innovation and growing citizen pushback. That was from the Rockefeller Foundation document I mentioned earlier from their planning session in 2010. Quote, and final quote, "None are so hopelessly enslaved as those who falsely believe they are free. The truth has been kept from the depth of their minds by masters who rule them with lies. They feed them on falsehoods till wrong looks like right in their eyes." From Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. Please visit survivethechanges.com for details on many of the changes we are facing and how to be prepared. ReallyWell.com for outstanding natural health information and products, and AwareMore.com for the archives of this program. Thank you for listening to Be Aware More.